Carrie, your story reveals a lot about what it was like to live and travel in the Valley before the Civil Rights Act. I'm curious, what did the Green Book even look like?
It was a little paperback with a green illustration on the front. The first few editions started pretty small, but by the 1960s, they had over 100 pages. They were organized by state, listing business names and addresses, and also ads and photos. Here's Candace Taylor, the documentarian you heard from in the story.
A lot of people say, oh, the Green Book was like a AAA for Black people, but it was so much more because it had drugstores and sanitarians and doctors and taxi service and anything you might need on the road. It was almost like a yellow pages of Black businesses. So you knew where you would be welcome. It was really indicative to understanding how many parts of society Black people were shut out of.
Over the three decades the Green Book was published, Taylor has cataloged close to 10,000 businesses from across the country. And she says the publisher, a Black New Yorker named Victor Hugo Green, used some really creative ways to find them.
It was everything from word of mouth, people saying, I know that I stayed here and it was fine, or they treated me well. A lot of the earlier editions in the Green Book are primarily the majority of the businesses listed were Black owned. So that was the first indicator. If you're a Black-owned business, you're going to serve Black people. But Victor Green was a postal worker. There was a Black alliance, a postal workers union alliance that Victor Green knew very well. And so he enlisted them. You know, it was a really genius idea because they were throughout the country. So he would tell them on their beat while they, because again, it was segregated that most of the Black postal workers served Black communities. So he would have them bring Green Books and, you know, approach the business owners with them. It was a win-win because the businesses could actually increase their business through tourism. And, you know, this was also during the second wave of the Great Migration. So there were during that second wave of Great Migration, there were about 1.5 million Black people leaving the South, fleeing racial terror, heading north. So it helped those people who were leaving the South. It helped Black middle-class people who just wanted to have a vacation like anybody else.
So you said the book's final edition came out in 1967. As more civil rights laws got passed, was the Green Book no longer needed?
Taylor suspects that's part of it. Green himself also passed away in 1960. But Taylor says the story is much more complicated than that.
What I would speculate is, you know, once you got into the 60s, there was this idea that Brown versus Board had passed, so those white-owned businesses that wanted to serve Blacks were available. Hotels especially started serving Blacks. You know, they said, oh, well, we can go to the French Quarter now, and we never could. And so Black people did. They stopped going to some of the Green Book sites and went to the French Quarter. And, you know, integration was a double-edged sword. In some ways, it was what Black people really were fighting for and what, you know, a lot of Americans were fighting for, Black and white. And yet it decimated these Black-owned businesses because Black people wanted to see what they had been shut out of and spent their dollars elsewhere. Black people could conceivably go to a white-owned drugstore and get their prescription filled. That was the hope. That wasn't always the reality, though. I mean, even after 1964, the Civil Rights Act, things didn't change, that drastically. And, you know, even in the later editions, the Green Book ran until 1967. And in the last two editions, there's all huge articles saying, you know your rights. These are your rights. These are the states that they're supposed to serve you in. And here's the recourse of what you can do if you're not served or treated fairly. So Black people still had to fight to be treated, you know, as humans and as equals.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.